Melbourne Phone, this is Jack. How can I help?
Hello, Ian. This is Mark Oxley here from Port Augusta, South Australia. I just
How are
joined
you,
your
sir?
NBN. I just joined your NBN system 2 days ago. But my wife came home and said, "Don't be in it," because we're in Port Augusta, South Australia. She said, "We know we're near Melbourne. Something goes wrong, we can't fix it." So I want to get out. Go back to Telstra. I've already been and seen Telstra.
I can't understand what you're saying, sir. Give me your account number, please, so I can first identify you.
Hang
saying
on,
that you have
it.
An account. Yes.
I just have to find it.
So give me your phone number.
0431 359 456.
Mark Oxlade at 31 Victoria Parade.
That's it.
Yes, your service has been working with us, sir, since yesterday. I can see you've spoken to your account manager, Sid, and your internet's
yeah.
working fine. What seems to be the issue today?
My wife said, "Don't go with you. Stay with Telstra." Because
it's too late, sir. You had your cooling off period to decide that, sir.
No, if you cancel,
there'll be a cancellation fee, sir.
I've already gone back and joined up with Telstra, mate. So, what's the
you will get a final $199, sir.
Oh, that's all right. Send me a bill for $199. Because,
but sir, what went wrong? Yeah, what went wrong, sir? Just one day you were with us.
Only one day, yeah, because my wife came home and said stay, because we're in South Australia, we're just about up in the bush.
Yeah.
Right? And
Telstra will not be providing you new cable or infrastructure. We will provide you the same service on the same line. So it doesn't really matter if it's with which provider, because providers do not change, or it doesn't depend if you're in the bush or in the country or even in the metro region. The infrastructure is already been given by NBN, sir. And even right now, I can also see your service with us is active and online at 31 Victoria Parade. I don't think Telstra has activated it, sir.
I went to Telstra in Wyala and said to them, and they've connected me back up. Just getting the modem connected up now. A new modem, and we're getting connected back up
to
the new modem.
Why do you want to spend that exit fee of $199? It's just a matter of 12 months. You can join Telstra after this is over.
Too late, mate. I've already been a while and got done the deal with them. They give me a new modem and I'm just getting the modem connected now.
But why did they not give you a new modem all this while? Now that you've cancelled and joined somebody else, now they're thinking of you, sir. Why didn't they give you a better modem before?
I had a modem before. I've only been connected to NBN for 2 years, mate. And
they said, seeing
that you've been with somebody else, we'll give you a new modem, connect a new modem. So, can you cancel my account with Melbourne Phone, please? That's
you need
I'm
to
asking.
Send us an email. I can do, sir. Of course, I can do. You need to send an email that you would like us to cancel your service at 31 Victoria Parade. If you have a pen and a paper, write down the email address.
Yeah.
Support, SUPPORT.
Support, yep.
At mphone.com.au.
Mphone.
mphone.com.au.
Alright. Please cancel.
The cancellation fee will be sent to you, sir. Okay.
Please
if you've already decided, I don't see there is any fault or issue from our side of the service. You did have a cooling off period to review your, what you wanted. but now it's already activated.
I did ring you twice and left a message to say.
Then you should have told this. No. You should have told this to the account manager yesterday when he called in to complete the setup, sir. Right.
He rang me yesterday and told me you've been connected since the second Wednesday,
Second.
But my wife come home and said, no, stay with Telstra. Don't go with NBN. I said, if NBN breaks down, it doesn't matter.
So NBN is a technology. Try to understand. NBN is not a provider. NBN is a technology.
That's what I said. If NBN breaks down, everybody's broken down.
Everybody breaks down. Yes, please try to make her understand once. I think before emailing, speak to her once. Okay, tell her about the cancellation fee of $199. And it's only 12 months, sir. And it's not that we are charging you $100 or $50 more than Telstra. I think our rate is quite competitive, which is why you decided to give us a chance in the first place. See if you can explain this to her and then only email us, sir. This is a personal suggestion, Mark. If you leave us today, I'm not going to benefit or lose out on anything, honestly. It's just that you didn't give us a chance. I just want to help you save that cancellation fee, sir.
Well, that's what I said, mate. It's saving me $150 a year being with you than being with them.
Then, plus now you have to pay almost $200, so $350, sir. That's a lot of money. Because in the end of the day, we will be providing you the same service which Telstra will give you. NBN is Telstra, just another provider like us. Please try to understand and explain that to your wife,
that's what I told her. And she said, no, you're in Melbourne, we're in South Australia. So
how does it matter, sir? My customer support is in Melbourne and in India. Telstra's is in Philippines. So it doesn't matter, sir. I'm in India at the moment, sir. I'm giving you the service. Doesn't matter where we are. I mean, world has evolved. Technology has evolved, sir. Your physical existence or your physical location doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, mate, but I've already been to Wyler and done. They switched me over to under them. My wife's just connected.
See if you can cancel that, sir, because it's your money. It's not my money, sir. I will still get my pay in the end of the month. It's your hard-earned money. Okay, sir.
Well,
no problem.
I'll send you an email, mate. All right. Thank you,
sir. Bye-bye. Thank you.